Cloning is in the news lately because two monkeys have been cloned in China. At what cost? We're going to talk about this right now with Ann Gager, Dr. Ann Gager, who did some postdoctorate work at Harvard University. She's involved with the biologicinstitute.org, and she's also written some books and co-authored some books. And we're going to talk about monkey clones, harbingers of things to come. That's an article she wrote about this recently. And Dr. Gager, it's great to have you back on the program. Thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Sure. Okay, so most people didn't necessarily hear the news that two cute little baby monkeys were cloned, but that's a very fascinating story. This is out of China. And tell us about the story itself, and then we'll get into the moral and ethical implications.
Okay. People have been trying to clone creatures for a very long time in the scientific community. The first experiments go back to the 1800s. So it's been a gradual progression. First it was sea urchins, then it was frogs and salamanders, and then they moved to mammals, and Now, in 1996, they cloned a sheep named Dolly.
Mm-hmm.
People may remember that.
Sure.
She was the first mammal to be cloned from an adult fibroblast cell. And she was pretty sick. She didn't live very long. That raised the issue because suddenly people were aware that cloning was on the horizon. And there was considerable debate for a while. President Clinton commissioned a panel, and so did George W. Bush. Both panels recommended against cloning, and that failed because when they took it to the Congress, it passed in a recommendation against cloning, then making it illegal. It passed in the House and failed in the Senate. And that was the end of it. There were no legal restrictions on cloning put in place.
Huh. So recommendations against it, but not actual laws against it.
Correct.
Yeah.
And also, there was a federal restriction on funding for cloning humans using stem cells, et cetera. But nothing was teeth. So, of course, human nature being what it is, yeah, scientists plowed ahead. Now, what's significant about these monkeys is that they are the first primates to be successfully cloned to give live birth. There are two types of cloning. One is reproductive cloning, which is what these monkeys represent, where you go from cloned embryo all the way to a live birth. The other kind is therapeutic cloning, and that's where you clone an embryo up until a certain stage before implantation, and then you use the cells of that embryo for experimental research. This was the holy grail for the scientists. They wanted access to these cloned cells. I wanted access to the kinds of tissues that they claim might result in cure of diseases. And this is the issue that makes this so difficult to deal with, because people want cures for diseases like Parkinson's disease or diabetes or spinal cord injuries, things like that. They want cures, and they're promised they're going to get them from embryonic stem cells. And in this case, if someone has an injury or a disease, they could clone the cells from their own bodies and have a perfect match. Now, I'm going to go ahead, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
And tell you why I find this so problematic.
Okay.
All right. To do the cloning, whether it's therapeutic or
reproductive,
yeah, requires, okay, you take an embryo, in the cases of primates, they had to take an embryo and take a nucleus from one of the cells in that embryo, put that nucleus into an egg without a nucleus, so they're putting in a new nucleus in the egg, and then they let it start to develop. Now, if you were doing this with a human, what would you have done? You would have created a new human life.
Yeah.
Using an artificial means, but it would be a human life with
right.
a human genome and human cells.
And in the idea of the therapeutic cloning, if I could interrupt you there so rudely, I don't mean to be rude, but it's almost like basically creating a new human life in order to harvest it for spare parts.
Yes, I mean that's
kind of unconscionable. You know, you mentioned in your article, by the way, several different science fiction movies, and the cloning is the stuff of science fiction movies. I can't help but think of that old one from, I guess it was the 70s, called Coma, and the ultimate climax of it. This is a spoiler alert for anybody who sees the movie, but the ultimate climax of the whole idea of it is all these human beings who are kept in a zombie-like state, so that and they're suspended with wires and so forth, so that the scientists can take from them kidneys and body parts, different body parts. These are, you know, this is a science fiction horror movie essentially. So these are people not willing to go through with it, but boy, I can see the ethical implications of something like this. Now, let me, if I could back up for a second. Okay, here's these two cute little monkeys. You yourself in your article call them cute. But you point out in your article that these monkeys didn't just come about after the first attempt at cloning mm-hmm. them. It was, you know, multiple attempts, attempt after attempt after attempt. By the way, the same thing was true of Dolly the sheep. I understand there were something like 250 or something, you know, spare parts or body parts or whatever. 250 attempts. There were, you know, hybrids and whatever, living things that died in the process of trying to make mm-hmm. Dolly the sheep. But go ahead and just talk about these two monkeys and the price, and I don't mean the financial price, I mean the price in terms of failed experiments, you know, until they finally succeeded with the two monkeys.
The cost to cloning is not just that you have to make multiple attempts, which in human cloning would mean sacrificing multiple embryos in order to get just one or two out. The cost is also that the cloned individuals can be sick, because you're having to take a cell from either an adult or an embryo and move it from its natural environment into an egg, and it has to restart the program to develop. And what happens is sometimes, in fact, most of the time, the reprogramming fails. And so the animal that's born has lots of problems. Now, you can see the risk. This is one of the arguments against human reproductive cloning.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to go through so many different embryos to get one or two who are sick, the risk is high that you're not going to be getting the product that's wanted. Can I go back to something that you
sure.
said earlier
yes.
about that story about cloning for parts?
Yes.
It's actually happening right now.
Ooh. In what way?
Not from full-grown adults, but
right.
from those embryos that are cloned.
Yeah.
They're doing experiments where they're trying to use those cells to say, for example, be a cure for diabetes. They transplant them into a person with diabetes and ask them to be able to produce insulin. There have been problems with these experiments. And the reason is embryonic cells are very potent cells. They're able to do an awful lot of things, which is why the scientists want them. And they frequently, when placed into that new environment, will grow into a tumor.
Oof.
So they place these cells. I know one example where they placed them in the brain.
Yeah.
I think it was for someone with Parkinson's. And there was improvement in his symptoms for a while, and then the cells grew into a tumor.
Yeah.
Likewise, I think with the diabetes, they had the same problem.
Yeah.
So here's an alternative. I'm going to wave the flag, say, wake up, everybody. There's a moral alternative. We can create stem cells from adult tissue.
Right. In fact, I remember many years ago from Dr. David Prentice, an MD, was saying that, look, the number of cures from adult stem cells, which you just referred to, where there's no moral ethical violation of any kind of, you know, of problems here, just pure scientific breakthrough, those number of cures, you know, or help, you know, exceeded more than 70. Whereas with the embryonic stem cell, the number of cures so far is zero. Zip, nada. So, in other words, the moral way works well. The immoral way, I mean, I think it's arguably immoral, doesn't work at all, scientifically.
Because of these complications that I mentioned for embryos. The adult stem cells work well. They do transform into the tissues being tested. They've worked in cardiac regeneration. They've, like you said, 70 different examples. And they don't have the problem of turning into tumors.
Yeah.
So why not?
Yeah, no. In fact, I remember there was one story where they had implanted some embryonic stem cells in the brains of adult patients that were suffering something, and then some of those tissues literally developed on into teeth. They became teeth in the brains, and of course the patients died.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, you know, and hair, they started growing hair and so forth in the brains, and again, the patients died. Let me quote from your article. I think this is fantastic. Disabled, elderly, and the very young and unborn are devalued. You're talking about in our society today. We already struggle with organ trafficking and the sale of embryo parts for research. Euthanasia and abortion threaten the elderly and disabled. How could our society survive the existence of a class of humans created not out of love or even desire, but as a means to an end? Why do scientists pursue this, meaning cloning, why do scientists pursue this in the face of such societal concerns? In all honesty, it's the thrill of being the first to do something that has never been done before, along with sheer curiosity. I wonder what will happen if. Boy, Dr. Gager, that's really an excellent, excellent point. So why don't you give us a concluding thought on how the monkey cloning here, you know, comes at a price. And by the way, just real fast, the monkey cloning occurred, what, in 2017? Is that right?
It happened in 2017, was reported in January, I believe.
Okay. So Dolly the sheep, 1996, the two monkeys, the next mammals to come along, really, to be cloned successfully, 2017. That's a long gap. That almost makes me pause, because I'm sure there's scientists out there trying. They just haven't been able to succeed. So how about a closing thought on this whole issue of cloning?
Okay. Reproductive cloning in humans has not happened yet. I would urge your listeners to lobby with their congressmen, their senators, calling it to mind and restarting the attempt to get federal legislation in place with teeth, legislation that will put a
moratorium.
I can't think of the
a permanent
wake
moratorium.
Wake up the scientists.
Yeah.
Yeah, something that says this is beyond the pale. You can't do this. Don't even think about it, because you're going to end up in jail.
Wow.
All right. That's my recommendation.
Okay, discovery.org for more information. Dr. Ann Gager, thanks so much for being with us. God bless and all the best.
God bless, too.
Thank you now. Bye-bye.